We meditate with the world and all beings. And smile with that. Because this we can do. There's lots of things we can do too, and we do. But this we can do. And then in this pause, it occurs an awareness of our breathing, this gentle coming and going. The flawless quality and subtle presence of breathing. And so, as if to awaken our mind to it, we take a long, slow, deep breath. It's not for the breathing. It's for our awareness. And in that next pause, no instruction, we notice the presence. And it doesn't matter how long it lasts. It doesn't matter how intense the quality or subtle the quality. None of that matters. All these measurements are fabricated in our mind and fickle. What matters is to notice. And the more frequently we do, we will notice more. We will notice that presence is what is. We will notice other, usually not noticed, factors of awareness, compassion, diligence, steadfastness, patience, forbearance, joy, our creative ability. And we will notice causes and conditions on a more ongoing basis, the causes for happiness for ourselves and for others, the conditions of true happiness, lasting happiness, which will all revolve around presence. And we will notice the causes and the conditions that we put in motion, that others put in motion, that we participate in collectively, societally, culturally, in a family, etc., that produce hardship, frustration, attachment, anger, remorse, regret. We'll start to notice these things. Well, with that, we're no longer ignorant of them. and things can be changed. We can bring forward more of the causes of goodness and sanity. And we can willingly, knowingly reduce or participate in the reduction of the causes of hardship. So we smile again. That's pretty simple, straightforward. We take a long, slow, deep breath and sit with the world, with all beings, just quiet for a minute, present. Presence is of the heart, and so your heart center might already be quite luminous and radiating. It most likely is, but maybe you haven't noticed, and so we use our creative imagination if that's the case. And all we are doing with that is telling our mind, our common mind, that doesn't know to look for the usually not noticed, that it is already radiating. So in either case, they're equal. One's not better than the other. That would be a fabrication. Our heart center radiates from its deep, universal core, radiates in all directions, not because the ego has anything to do with it. In fact, the more the ego is out of the way, the more it'll radiate, and the more we will experience that. And the world will too. So we sit breathing, present. The innate radiance of the heart is our object of meditation right now, nothing else. It overtakes everything. Being present and ego-less. You might experience it, your head center, and its deep core is also radiating. And if not, we imagine it. And either way, it's equal. And it radiates in all directions. The radiance in both cases is iridescent, see-through, ethereal, an emptiness. But emptiness doesn't mean it's not there. It means it is both. Hence, iridescent, it's red and blue and nothing all at the same time, shimmering like a mirage on the horizon. And while the head center, the crown, is radiating, of course the heart center never stopped or reduced. And nothing we did made it come online. If we imagined it, we didn't make that happen. It was already doing it. We simply put our mind to it. And so because it was already there, already ready, we are learning to have trust and confidence in this radiance of being. And so with that trust, we trust and know in our heart of hearts that every being is this, has this, and is capable of this. And for a moment, let's focus on humanity and trust that the resonance of the heart, this radiating center of presence, is in myriad people in this very instant, awakening, expressing, demonstrating. And that those people feel it, know it, and therefore are present. And our heart radiates in their moment, their family, their creativity, their thoughts. They're walking down the street or planting in a field, whatever they're doing. And we can have confidence in that. Just like you are learning to have confidence in yourself, that just by sitting here, this resonance, this truth has come forward. And so we once again include the crown center, its radiance, within our collective object of meditation. And just be with that effulgence, present. And we trust, fully confident, that all around the world there are people who are feeling this resonance in some way from their crown center, having insight, an aha, an understanding, recognizing something they had not recognized before, being motivated rightly for goodness and for sanity, wisdom, being creative, thoughtful, problem solving in a way that actually solves a problem from its core, from its cause, and directed. Radiantly directed, instructed from within. And all because of resonance, because you sit here and we sit here in the radiance of the crown and the heart. And for the last few minutes, simply because we're constrained by time, we think of the heart center in the base. Feel it. It's already there. Notice it. And notice its deep connection, primordial, with the Mother Earth, as well as its radiance in all directions. and around the world. Myriad people feeling that, sensing that, that ground, that groundedness based on integrity, authenticity, truth of being. And that we share life with this earth. We exist only because of this earth. And we take a long suti breath, present with all of the world and all beings. And dedicate ourselves to the well-being of all beings, which of course includes ourselves. Please carry this through the day. And if you can plan ahead, all of us, Saturday, this would be a 45-minute meditation at minimum. So let's plan on that for Saturday, of course, not Thursday, but Saturday for those that can, who don't have to work and rush off. Love you all. Create your day.